York City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Yeah, here we are. Welcome to the big radio show. Happy Wednesday to you. We're talking about the quality. I don't know what it's the exact opposite of quality that we have when it comes to people that are we elect this city council, county leaders, state leaders, federal leaders, Congress. It doesn't seem to matter. So we got these people with sleazy backgrounds that are putting themselves up for election, some of them winning, some of them being turned down. Congratulations. South Carolina Republicans, congratulations. South Carolina Democrats, I don't know about you, got a wife beater on your hands, and you go, yeah, let's have him represent us. That sounds like a good idea. We got one little, it's a side note. It doesn't fit exactly, but there's a story out today about the fact that Michael Avenatti is in, can you imagine him in a legal dispute with former partners of somehow he was in a law business that with a guy named Jason Frank. And Jason Frank has asked a judge to help him collect a $10 million judgment he won against Michael Avenatti's Newport Beach law firm, Egan Avenatti. He won last month, and he wants to force the company to give him all the legal fees that Avenatti may be collecting from 54 clients. So on this list, they have one of his clients is the none other than Stormy Daniels. And Stormy Daniels, this is the part that caught my eye. That lawyer wants the money that Stormy Daniels has crowdfunded to pay her legal fees. I don't know if he's going to get it or not, but Stormy Daniels has received $577,000 in a crowdfunding account to help her pay her legal fees in her lawsuit against President Trump. So this former law partner of Avenatti's is saying, hey, he owes me $10 million. I'm supposed to get all the fees from clients that he has, so fork over the $577 million. I don't care about his legal fight with this guy in Newport Beach. I couldn't care less. I don't know whether the judge is going to grant it or not because Michael Avenatti has started a different law firm of which Stormy Daniels is a client there. I don't know how Avenatti is who's paying him or anything else, but the fact that $577,000 was raised from people, upstanding people in this country who are looking and going, well, sure, Mildred. Why, let me write out a check here to Stormy Daniels, the poor girl. I'll tell you, she's having a rough time. We need to help her out. What is the matter with you people? I'm blown away by the fact. So I guess you're the same people that sent $577,000 to Stormy Daniels are also the same people that are voting for a pimp in Nevada. So, I know we're having phone problems today, but for those of you in Nevada, what is it about, what's his name? Dennis Hoff, the Bunny Ranch guy. Isn't there anybody better in your state? Anybody? I know he got out there, and I could do it too. I could get you elected. I could write the script. All you got to do is stand up and say, hey, I am for, if you're Republican, I can write it for Democrats too. But for Republicans, I am for small government. I'm for less taxes. I'm for more freedom. I'm for, yes, get the government off our back. Vote for me. I could write the Democrat one too, but I won't bore you with that one. So for those of you in Nevada, I know there's a lot of you in Nevada that listen to the show every day. What is it about Dennis Hoff that gave him the popularity to win? Now, I know he doesn't represent he's got apparently brothels in a number of places in Nevada. I don't know. I know Reno does not allow brothels. But the Bunny Ranch is outside of, what's the other famous one? Mustang Ranch. They're not in the city limits. They're close by, but they're not in the city limits. I know where the Mustang Ranch is only because when you fly on aviation maps, there's a waypoint in the sky when you're departing Reno that is the Mustang VOR. So I know where the Mustang Ranch is because I know where the Mustang VOR is, and it's kind of northeast of Reno. So so you got that. Then if we can, you got cut 14 ready. This also says something about us as well. This was at, I never said anything about it, but after the characters that were getting out of politics last night, I thought about the fact that at the Tony Awards on Sunday night over at Radio City Music Hall, right downstairs, they had the Tony Awards, and it, like all of these award shows, are very political. They hate Donald Trump. They hate Republicans. The Broadway crowd is very, very, very liberal. Very. They put, that's all in cap letters when you're talking about Broadway. So Robert De Niro, who I respect his acting ability, I think he's a fabulous actor and all that, but he has just come unhinged about Donald Trump. So he comes out the other night and he does the F-bomb about Donald Trump. Listen to the crowd.
I'm going to say one thing. F*** Trump. It's no longer down with Trump, it's f*** Trump.
That went on and on and on. Standing ovation. A standing ovation. Thousands of people in Radio City Music Hall, and they thought that was terrific. So I know that there's a third of you that hate Donald Trump, a third of you love him. A third of you are going, I don't know about this guy, but I like what he's doing. But it just shows there is a large group in this country that not only are unhinged about Donald Trump, but there is a seediness to that. There is a lack of class on display, and these people are in tuxedos and evening gowns looking like they have some class. And De Niro, who tries to pretend that he's a classy actor. I don't know. I'm just looking around at where we are and our society. So I guess with the standing ovation for Robert De Niro after he F-bombs Trump, I guess I should not be surprised that a pimp is a candidate for state legislature in Nevada. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. I got more. I've got more. I don't know where we go. I got a couple. I've got two or three examples here. Let me try Seattle on you. This isn't so salacious. Let me put it that way. Remember a couple of weeks ago we did the story about Seattle voted unanimously to charge big companies in Seattle $275 per employee per year. They were going to use that money. They thought it was going to raise about $75, $80 million, and they were going to use that to solve the homeless problem in Seattle. And 88% of Seattle people believe homelessness is a serious problem. Well, I do too. They were pushing for a $500 per head tax, but the mayor felt it was a little too much, so they reduced it to $275. That was 2-3 weeks ago. So now, this was fast. City Council yesterday voted to do away with the tax. The mayor and 7 members of the City Council, 7 out of 9, put out a statement saying they had reconsidered and never mind on that tax. Yeah, it's okay. So the statement said, it's clear that the ordinance would lead to a prolonged, expensive political fight with the next 5 months that will do nothing to tackle our urgent housing and homelessness crisis. We heard you. This week, the City Council is moving forward with the consideration of legislation to repeal the current tax on large businesses to address the homeless crisis. Does this show you somebody who knows what they're doing? Does this give you an example of, could you imagine the boss of your company, the head of the company, going, okay, I think we're going to start doing this, and then 2 weeks later say, oh, never mind, we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to do just the opposite. These people are dumb. They're just dumb to think that that was a good idea, and now they, I guess they're not embarrassed that they're going, oh, I guess it was kind of a stupid idea. I guess it would cause more problems than it would help. It is a hugely embarrassing reversal. One of the socialists on the city council, Kasama Sawant, called it a backroom betrayal. She sent out a tweet saying, urgent action alert on Amazon tax to build affordable housing. Seattle Council will repeal the tax on big business noon tomorrow. This is a capitulation to bullying by Amazon. The backroom betrayal was planned over the weekend without notifying the movement, i.e. my office. At least she's consistent. She's a socialist, but God bless the woman. She's consistent. The others don't know what they're doing. This is the best and the brightest that we have in office. What a parade of clowns. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Oh, you can also find the number at TomSullivan.com.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand.
Well, it took him long enough. We predicted this yesterday. I'm not the only one. But Associated Press is reporting that Comcast has just hand-delivered over to Fox and Rupert Murdoch. Hey, how about $65 billion in cash for 21st Century Fox? So this now sets up a battle with Disney to become the next mega merger media deal after the AT&T Time Warner deal went through yesterday. So not a surprise, but I was going to make a $65 billion bid in cash, except for I don't know if I would have had enough left over for groceries this month. I think it would have drained my account quite a bit. So Comcast is on it. They got $65 billion. Can you imagine NBC owning 21st Century Fox? What is the media landscape going to look like? Who knows? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Kevin in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Tom. Hey, I want to go on the record and say, because of the Time Warner AT&T, I think airlines will start consolidating. They're going to be less fearful of antitrust. So put that out there.
Well, hey, we've only got like 5 airlines left. They can't.
Well, that's why they haven't talking about it. They said it's too tight. But guess what? We just loosened up our antitrust, legislation. This is a big deal. But that's side point. I was calling on Dennis Hoff.
Yes, the pimp.
Dennis Hoff. You know, here's the thing. Let me ask you this: if it was a marijuana grower in Nevada, would that kind of, maybe in your mind, put him in the clown camp? Or what if it was a guy who ran a casino? Would that put him in the clown camp? Because Dennis Hoff runs a legitimate business, And that makes them qualified. Anybody that, like Donald Trump, that can go to Washington, who has a company that takes in revenue, pays all its expenses, and makes a profit, is exactly who I want. I don't want the Boehners of the world who are career politicians. You know, I don't want, I want people who...
I get you. All right. Money. He runs a legal business, and he pays his taxes, and he says all the right things. I have met Dennis Hoff twice, maybe three times, only because he was coming in the studio when I was going out and I was introduced to him. But the guy is like, who was the boxing promoter? Don King. He's a Don King kind of guy. He's a flamboyant showman, show off kind of guy, and that's his thing. And I'm thinking, okay, he's a businessman, but I would like somebody who is kind of schooled in the issues that face our government and our country. That's all. I want somebody who kind of has read a book about it, at least. I don't know if Dennis Hoff is knowledgeable in those areas, but he comes across as a showboater, and it's all about me, and I think he's got the wrong attitude for me. That's all. I didn't care for the guy.
Well, we should replace him with Al Franken.
You can say what you want about Al Franken. I did not agree with two things that Al Franken said, but Al Franken was a very serious guy who was pretty smart. His politics were totally opposite of mine, but he was a serious guy. So he was a comedian in his professional life. Maybe Dennis Hoff will be a serious representative of the people. My impression of him is it's all about him, and only him. He's a showman. Showboat.
And I think Al Franken is a good example of people judged him by what he did before, but I will tell you, I'll take Dennis Hoff, and married 27 years happily, never participated in the prostitution industry, but the people of Nevada many years ago said it's a legal industry. He makes money at it. He's a good businessman. If the people elect him, he's no different. He could turn out to be one of the best politicians out there.
All right.
Like Sonny Bono, was a great politician.
You're right. Sonny Bono was a great politician. I've interviewed him a number of times, too, and a very smart guy. Forgive me. It's my bias. I'm totally, totally biased on this, Kevin. I just think it would be electing a guy who was a member of the mob, a guy who ran a sleazy under-the-table business. They ran the business. They know what they're doing. But I would like somebody a little less shady to be the representative of the people. It's a shady business. Prostitution is a shady business. I don't care how legal it is. So I have a hang-up about it. You're right. You caught my bias. But I do appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
Yes, I do. And talking about some of the... The last caller from Reno, I got, you know, he said, well, would you say that about a pot farmer? Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah, somebody that's, I don't know, in the sin business. Running houses of prostitution, he may be the best businessman ever. I just think it's a shady business. I don't want somebody that's in a shady business being my representative. Pot farmers, I'll put them in the same drug sellers, if you will. Yeah. I might even go as far as to say, if you're the executive of a whiskey company, you know, okay, so you run a whiskey company. But I would like to I sound like such a prude here today. There's a difference between some executive who runs, a large liquor business than somebody who has a couple of houses of prostitution. And I've met the man, and he is Mr. Showboat. And I don't think we need any more showboats. I'd like to get some serious people who are real leaders in office representing me. That's all. I know I'm asking too much. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Roger in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, listen, you know, at this point, I would rather elect a hooker off a street corner than some of these spit-polished politicians. We're just tired of it. I mean, you know, Hoff is, you may not like him, but look at where electing the so-called best and brightest has gotten us.
Yes. I don't like most politicians, so I'll answer yes. I hear what you're saying. But let me ask you something. What do you do for a living, or what have you done as a major? What's your major occupation, industry?
I've been a truck driver for 30 years. I go
okay.
back and forth from Reno to Oakland every day.
Okay. I have never driven a truck. So how good do you think I'm going to be driving trucks?
Well, I mean, right out of the gate, probably not that good, but
yeah,
if you have a brain, you can get it.
Okay. I'm not saying this is the smartest job in the world to be a talk show host, but would you like to take over tomorrow? See how you do? In other words, what I'm saying is, no, I get the fact that we've got the establishment, but I'm starting to look at people who get elected to office. Reminds me of when Jimmy Carter was elected president. You know what his campaign was? This was post-Watergate, right? So everybody was down on Nixon, and everybody was down on D.C. and the corrupt Washington, D.C. So what did Jimmy Carter say? Jimmy Carter said, vote for me. I am not part of Washington. I don't know anything about Washington. Vote for me. Now, true, he was a governor, so he had executive government experience, but his point was, I don't know what I'm doing in Washington, so vote for me. We voted for him, and what did we get? We got one of the worst presidents ever. So I'm going, why don't we find some people that are really good at government and let them run our government instead of pimp from Nevada?
But look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump's never held office in his life. And I think people are looking at that and saying, you know, why not give somebody who's not a career politician a shot at this? They can't hardly do any worse.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how Trump finishes up this whole thing. I mean, it's getting to the point where his ratings are coming up. More and more people are liking him. I saw a poll today, 86% of Republicans like the guy. So, I mean, it's, you know, Republicans are finding, because he's doing things that are very Republican-ish. But I don't know how much damage he's doing to the whole system about things, but I like the fact that he's standing up to the G7. I like the fact that he got to sit down with Kim Jong-un. So he's doing things that nobody would have thought he could have done, and he's brash and raw, and it rubs people the wrong way, and it rubs me the wrong way many, many times. But if he gets the results, okay. Is that what we want for... Is that what we want? We want a real estate developer from New York. We want a pimp from Nevada. We want some guy who's a wife beater from South Carolina. These are the people that are... I grew up thinking that these were people you looked up to. The president, members of Congress. How naive.
Yeah, and I mean, I see your point, but I think people have just gotten to the point where they're tired of the bought and paid for status quo politicians, and they're willing to take a chance on obviously pretty much anybody.
I know. What do you think of the Seattle City Council? What a bunch of brain bumps they are. They passed a law, and then they turn around and go, oh, I guess we made a mistake. What a bunch of fools. These are the kinds of... This is what I'm worried about, is we're going to get a bunch of showboat lightweights that can't intellectually fight their way out of a paper bag. I'd like some smart people. That's what I'm looking for. I think Donald Trump's smart.
But I just said, unfortunately, electing the smart people has gotten where we are right now. And I'll go back to it. I mean, people are just tired of it, and they're willing to take a chance on outsiders. Yeah,
I hear you. But I'm not so sure a lot of those people in Washington are all that smart. I really don't think so. That's why I call them the C-minus students. It's my way of saying they're a bunch of dummies. They really are. Yep. Here's the thing that I have learned over more when I worked in local radio in California. I would interview the people that were running for county board of supervisors. I would interview the governor's people. I'll tell you, my jaw fell on the ground more times than not about some of the people that are running for high office that are really not very bright. They can give you a handshake and a pat on the back and, "So good to see you, Roger. Oh my gosh, good to see you. Have I got your vote?" They're good at that, but they're not the brightest people in the world. And I guess that's what I'm looking at today. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe Dennis Hoff is a smart guy. He just came across as a showman to me.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, this is a symptom of a problem that Washington has. And people are tired of it.
Yeah. That's a good way of saying it. Roger, thank you. I do appreciate your call very much. Joe, San Marcos, California. Joe, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show. Hey, Joe. Joe once. Joe twice. Dr. Tom in Carson City, Nevada. Hi, doctor.
Thanks, Tom. It's a subject matter I would disagree with our two prior callers. And the only reason I have time to even talk to you today, it's my wonderful afternoon to listen to your full show while I'm getting things done.
Thank you.
City. First of all, you got to understand your assessment of Dennis Hoff is 100% on. He's a showboat. He has six brothels in the state. And the important thing to realize, he ran as an independent against the current assemblyman and lost last time. He's running as a Republican, which doesn't say much for our party, but you have to realize he's not running for a seat in the North. We have two different states in Nevada. We should have a Northern Nevada and a Southern Nevada.
Right.
He's running for a state in the Southern Assembly. So that's basically what he's already. You also need to realize, Tom, that there are, of the seven counties in the state of Nevada, two of them are putting a proposal on the ballot to ban the business of brothels. One of them, he has two or three brothels.
We're going to run up against a break here, so I got to hit that. We need more time. Tom, I apologize, but I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Tom Sullivan.
And what a selection we have. It's pretty bad. You wonder why people say, you know what, I'm not going to get involved in politics. Just somebody else deal with it, and I'll just go over here and live my life in peace. 855-295-6600, Trindon in Sacramento. Hi, Trindon.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Yeah, so I was calling. I wanted to touch on, like, three different things concerning the topic. So I know everybody noticed kind of what the Dems been doing since Trump got elected. I kind of feel that nobody even wants to vote for a Dem in the first place, you know, in some of these areas. So they're willing to, you know, vote down there just for anybody. Another point I want to make is kind of.
You mean, wait a minute, before you go on, though, you're saying that basically in a red state or a red area where Republicans are the majority, they're going to vote Republican no matter how sleazy the Republican is. That's what you're saying, right?
I kind of want to say generally speaking. I mean, you know, you kind of saw what happened in California, you know, with the John Cox thing, even though that's still you know, he's still running against Newsom in November.
I don't know but, the you man. Know, it just, it's, I don't know anything about him. But I know what people do know is there was one Republican in a red state that got shut down, and that was Judge Roy Moore. Roy Moore.
Yeah.
You know, got shut out, and Doug Jones is a Democrat, and for a Democrat to win in Alabama, you know, that was pretty historic. Yeah. So I get your point. Generally, yeah, people will vote for whoever is their party. They're tribal. They don't care. And I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. I don't want you to be a sleazy person. That's all. If you're you want to be a sleazy absolutely. Person, yeah. Go for it. Just don't run for public office. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and also, too, I just feel like the voters, you know, just now, you know, they're, you know, just like a couple of previous callers said, like, you know, they're just sick and tired of it. And I kind of feel like some voters don't even have a choice, you know, you know, before, you know, Donald Trump got in office, it was Donald and Hillary. And, you know, it was the lesser of the two evils. So it's like, okay, yep. Well, this is my choice.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess I'll pick Hoffman then, you know, and Donald Trump is kind of like a perfect example, you know. Well, I kind of feel like he had the recipe to kind of do what he's doing, you know, billionaire. He kind of, you know, don't need the money, you know, in a sense. So it's like, okay, what can I do?
Yep.
And, you know, he's more passionate, I would say more genuine. So at me as a voter, that's actually what I look for in these candidates now. I'm not in Nevada. I plan on moving there, you know, as far as California, you know, see what's going on.
Well, it's,
so, yeah, I don't know, that's my take on it.
Yeah, no, I'm just fussing, Trindon, because I want people of good character to be our elected officials. And maybe I just grew up in a naive time where I thought that they were. But they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. No. I mean, I agree with you, like 50-50. It's kind of like, oh, well, dang, why? Dennis Hoffman, huh? I'm kind of all people, you know, pimp. But, you know, I'm just like, okay, well, you're a pimp or you this, but what are you? Are you able to do the job that's put in front of you? Like, you can probably cuss me out. You know, I think somebody brought up a little, you know, a little example as far as a pilot. You have a kind of mean pilot, but as long as you fly this plane, you know, correctly or have a reputation, you know, being the best out there, but your personality is just kind of, you know, wacky or just, you know.
Sure, yeah. You want a wacky pilot? I don't. I want a boring, serious pilot. I want somebody who has practiced and studied and everything else is going to fly the plane that I'm sitting on. So, all right. Hey, Trindon, thank you. I do appreciate your call very much. Let's talk to Bob in Reno. Bob, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yeah, Tom, I have been listening about Dennis Hoff. I'm not a Dennis Hoff fan. I live in Reno. But in this state, unfortunately, he does run a legal profession.
Right.
We have, you know, our founding fathers never meant for professional politicians to run the country.
Good point.
They were supposed to be citizens.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And right now we have a bunch of professional politicians who look after their own hides. Whatever does them best is what will benefit them, period. It's not for the state. It's not for the country. It's for them. We just got rid of a senator, Harry Reid. He did what was best for Harry Reid. He lied.
Yep.
He hurt Mitt Romney. You know, he made accusations. Now, on the other hand, look at one of our professional politicians who retired, John Boehner. What is he doing now? He represents the pot industry. He's a lobbyist for the pot industry.
Right.
Is that an example of what you were talking about? I'm 69 years old. I grew up in the Ozzie Harriet generation, okay? And those are the examples of the politicians we have now. And I think it's been like that for years. It's not
it
what
has.
Our founding fathers wanted.
Well, yes and no. I thought you were making the argument there for a second, Bob, that citizens. Well, the Dennis Hoffs of the world is a citizen. So let's get the farmer, the baker, and the brothel owner and make them the people who decide what goes on in our country. And look, I am listening to you folks, and I'm I think you're all making a good argument that I'm on the borderline of changing my mind and saying, fine, let's get more Dennis Hoffs. Let's get some more people in there from the pot industry or the drug industry or the prostitution business. But I think we are all sick of the people that are professional politicians. Most of them start off as staffers in working for politicians, and then they get their turn to run, and that's all they're in it for is for them. So,
Tom,
I'm just biased about, I guess, prostitution brothel owners. Seems like it's not of the caliber that I would think would be worthy of being my representative. But the more you talk,
our country is on a slippery slope with the legalization of drugs, and I'm not saying that prostitution is a good thing, not at all. But I view the legalization of pot and things worse than prostitution. And well, in Nevada, it's regulated.
Yeah.
They are tested. They have background checks done on it.
Yeah, no, the libertarian in me says what prostitution is it's morally a problem for a lot of people, but on a libertarian basis, what's the problem between two people, one selling a product, one buying a product? Why do we make that illegal? Because of it's immoral in our judgment, but from a pure business libertarian standpoint, it should be no different than the person selling tires down at the Goodyear shop. You want tires? Got somebody selling tires. You want sex? Got somebody selling sex. I don't know. I'm just biased in my old fuddiness about, I guess... Maybe it's because I met Dennis Hoff, and I don't think he's much of a leader. But, Bob, thank you.